in the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. Very popular out here in Madison because it's a part of all of our lives at one time or another. And of course, that is dating. A second date update.
Do you remember the dating world, Krista? Do you even remember?
No, honey, it was so long ago.
I was
going
to say, tough. It's tough to get that first date.
Yeah, it's not fun. I just remember that part of it. It's not fun.
You know, when you get that first date and you're like, oh, everything's so great. My life's going so good. And you're on a roller coaster of emotion. And then they don't talk to you and they ghost you and then you drop down.
Well, that's why you go to the strip club and you keep seeing the same.
And that's why you go to the dance club and you see the same, you know, dancer and you establish a connection with them. But anyway, we're here to help out our lovely couple in Madison, Delana.
Yeah. So, good morning.
What's going on, girl?
Hey, guys. I went on an awesome date with this guy, Andrew.
Yeah.
He was so cute, and we went to Liquid, and we went out dancing, and we had such a good time. And then I didn't hear from him, and I don't know why.
Okay. So you met at a dance club. Liquid is a really fun place.
Oh, I love Liquid.
What?
Right?
Like, how did you guys get connected? Like, did you just see him busting a rhyme, or did he buy you a drink? How did you guys actually meet?
No, I, like, kind of saw him across the bar, and then I kind of shimmied up and started dancing with him, and he was dancing with me, and it was fun. It was super fun.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
You sound like you're a good dancer.
Yeah.
Are you a good dancer? You know what you're doing out there on the dance floor?
Oh, my gosh.
So he saw you out there.
It's my favorite.
He saw you out there, and he was like, damn, girl, walked up to you, and you exchanged numbers and everything like that, and now he's ignoring your texts, huh?
Yeah, I don't know why, because we had so much fun. I don't know why.
How many hours did you guys dance the night away to?
Like on and off for like a good solid 2-3 hours.
Wow, that's longer than I could last.
Yeah, that's a lot. Now, did you dance more than you actually spoke to each other?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because that body language is
the language of love.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
I mean, that is the best when you're like sexually attracted to someone else on the dance floor and you got that going on.
You learn all about them with your body.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had one time that was dancing behind me, and he came up to me and actually put his la-la-la-la on my back, and I said, you need to get that off me.
A lot of guys like to do that.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, we're here.
I don't want your sausage on my back. Get it off.
You know, that happens.
That's what I'm saying, and he never did that.
Oh,
what a sweetheart.
I know.
What a nice guy to keep his beast caged. Yeah. Way to go, man.
That's very nice. So how did this, like, night end?
I mean, he was a gentleman and, we had driven separately to the club.
Right.
So, so everybody drove home and we were all good. And, it was like a nice little
evening.
Good night. And it was very sweet. A lady doesn't tell.
That's right.
But,
it
was very sweet. And then that was, I mean, you know, I thought, because I was like, call me, and he was like, all right.
So how long is it?
Would, and
how long has it been
he didn't,
since?
So I called him, and and nothing.
How long has it been since the club incident, and you guys, the dance, the heat.
The dance on.
The heat of the moment. How long has it been since that? A couple days? Week?
It's been like a week.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's not too bad.
Oh, that's not too bad. We can make this happen.
Yeah, it was like last weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alrighty then.
Are you ready?
I was born ready. I'm so excited.
Thank you, Heidi. Yes, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Andrew?
Hi, yeah, this is Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. This is Krista and Shady from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams in Madison. You're on the radio.
What up, doe?
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi.
Did I win something?
No. We just we're taking a personal interest in your love life. You went on a lovely date with Delana, and remember her? You guys met at Liquid. Nothing but a grind and good time.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, I guess that you are not getting back to her.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure that out.
You're on second date Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
That you are.
The girl, the girl from Liquid, you're saying?
Yeah, Delana. Remember her? Pretty girl.
Yeah.
So what's going
on? What's up with her?
She wants to know why you're not getting back to her, man. She said that, you know, you got a really good time dancing. You guys exchanged numbers, and now it's been about a week, and she's been texting you, and you're not getting back to her.
So, I mean,
what is there something that happened at Liquid that maybe you want to fill us in on a little bit, or
she likes you, Andrew. She wants to know what happened to you.
I mean, we had fun, like for sure, but I don't know. She's like, you know, the right like girl for me.
Why?
It's like, I mean, she was.
Was it?
So we went dancing, right? And it was like, And she is I mean, she's got a lot of passion, you know, for sure.
Oh yeah, got that fire.
Like dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. Okay, so you ever been to like an EDM club where kind of the people are a little intense with like their dance
absolutely.
And they're, you know, they're really like moving
swinging their
and,
arms,
like,
throwing their heads around.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, man, you got to be careful.
So I think that's more like her scene. You know, okay. Like she's really into like moving and like.
She's a little rave girl.
I can envision this right now.
You found yourself a little rave girl. So,
exactly. And that's actually like why I walked up to her first. I thought it was really cool. I was like, oh, that's like cool. I've never been like with a girl like that.
They fun, man.
But then like it got way intense. Like she literally hit me a few times while she was dancing.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just imagining you right now, Andrew. Are you just really someone that just pretty much stands there on the dance floor and she was just wailing her arms to go nuts?
I mean, you gotta give me some credit.
I get it.
Fine.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
It's cute.
So
I think it's cute.
Delana's on the other line.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're hilarious.
And Delana, he thought that your dance moves were fire, but you got a little too much fire.
Yeah.
What do you got to say about
that?
I mean,
you hit him a couple times, girl.
I literally have like a small black eye like under my right eye for like 3 days.
Oh god, that's good.
Oh my god, but if you would have told me, I would have like taken care of you and gotten you an ice pack.
That's so nice.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
but you didn't
I don't
tell
know.
Me.
You
I thought
like
you
in your
were
own realm,
fun.
And I just, you know,
I know how it is. That
I don't want to like bring you down from that. You know, that's your thing.
That's so sweet. Look at him; he's being so sweet. He didn't want to knock
They're
you down.
They're sweet together.
Aww. You guys are.
I
so
think
cute.
You two should
exactly.
try this again.
So, I mean, there's a little bit of an injury, but you know what? How about you guys go in somewhere that there might not be? How do I put this? The dangers of dancing.
You could do some ballroom dancing.
You guys want to, you know, try out a second date? We'll pay for it and maybe go somewhere nice, have a nice sit-down dinner, maybe at like Rare Steakhouse or something, where you guys are sitting and just conversating a little bit so you don't have to worry about elbows and stuff flying around.
Yeah.
What do you say?
What do you think?
I could.
Yay!
The doggy says yes.
Yay!
I heard the dog say yes in the background. That means yes.